Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities May monthly podcast. An escalation of trade, technology, and political tensions between the U.S. and China was the dominating theme for markets in May. The U.S. announced that tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports would increase from 10% to 25%, with China responding by announcing additional tariffs on U.S. goods. Resulting risk aversion drove developed market government bond yields sharply lower, led by U.S. Treasuries, as concerns over the global growth outlook led the market to price a number of rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. In Europe, the spread between Italian government bond and German Bund yields widened as the European Commission revised growth forecasts lower. To end the month, the U.S. made a surprise announcement to impose tariffs on all imports from Mexico, further driving equities and yields lower. An investor looking at the reasonable prospect of moderate U.S. and global growth, subdued inflation, and determined monetary accommodation might well consider that spread products, with their higher yields, would be the prohibitive favorite in producing superior returns. With growth risks rising, this thesis is put into question, and the advisability of holding long-duration positions as a strategic hedge is reinforced. Our view remains that the U.S. and global inflation will be extraordinarily slow in resuming any upward trend. A downshift in global growth brings an actual resumption of a downtrend back into play. Policymakers must be, and in our view will be, very attentive to this development. This reinforces the prospects for global sovereign and U.S. Treasury yields to remain low or move lower. In terms of performance for May, duration and curve positioning was the most significant contributor to performance, as overall long U.S. duration offset German Bund exposures. Emerging market debt also contributed, mainly as a result of exposures to rates in Brazil and Mexico, but Russian and Indian rate exposures were also beneficial. IG credit detracted from returns mainly as a result of financial, CDX, and energy exposures. High-yield credit detracted from performance mainly as a result of CDX, financial, and energy exposures. Emerging market foreign exchange positioning was a modest overall detractor, as long Mexican and Russian exposures were only partially offset by the positive effect of a long Brazilian real position. Peripheral Europe detracted slightly from performance, mainly as a result of Italian bank exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the overarching principle of policymakers since the financial crisis has been to maintain the global recovery. The false hope that policy accommodation could be withdrawn in a reasonably benign way has been replaced by the unfortunate reality that continued assistance remains necessary. In Europe and Japan, the extraordinary monetary stimulus remains in force. China's been aggressive in increasing policy stimulus. Even in the U.S., risk management remains the driving policy imperative now that yields have normalized. Our belief is that these policy adjustments will help continue the global expansion, and the requisite positioning follows from that optimism. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So that concludes our podcast for May. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.